Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Dalim. We are holding a daf Mem Gimel and Beis. We are 10 lines from the, or we're going to go back to 10 lines from the end of the page at Masnisa, about 5 lines from the end of the line. Today's share sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilui Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Le'ashalom, and Neshama, should have an aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So here's what we're going to talk about today. Yesterday we had mentioned that if you ever need a brisa explained really well, you should go to Ze'iri, and we are about to demonstrate how that is the case, because we're going to have a brisa that talks about the chi of malchus that one has for eating holy things, bituma, but the brisa is going to be very unclear. It's going to talk about kalos and chamuros, and we don't know what the kalos are and what the chamuros are, and how the brisa makes any sense, and we're going to have three different suggestions of what the brisa means, but the third and final suggestion is that of Ze'iri. He was the only one that's able to explain this brisa in a way that satisfies us. Then the Gemara is going to have a long brisa that demonstrates how we know what is and is not subject to pigul. We already saw in the Mishnah that something is only subject to pigul if it has a matir, if something is matir in either la'achilas adam or la'achilas mizbeach. But the brisa is going to elaborate and go through all of the different things that either can become pigul or cannot become pigul. Then the Gemara is going to have a brisa that tells us that the log shemen shel mitzora is subject to becoming pigul, but the nesachim are not subject to becoming pigul. And that seems to be a stira, because when these things are brought independently, everyone not in the context of another karban, so there is no matir. Obviously, they cannot become pigul. But when they are brought together with a karban, where there is a matir, so that's a machlokes tanaim. So you have to pick a side. Either you're paskin that they can become pigul, or that they cannot become pigul. Why would you say that log shemen shel mitzora, yes, and other Nisachim, no. So the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of that brisa that makes that divide, or seems to make that divide, between Log Shemesh Shel Mitzara on the one hand, and other Nisachim that go along with Karbanos on the other hand. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to give the source for each of the Matnos Kuna, for each of the different parts of Karbanos that go to a Kohen. How do I know that each of these things go to Kohanim? Five or six different things. What's the source that they're supposed to be given to Kohanim? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about how something can only become pigul if both the machshava happens during an avoda that's not being done in the heichal, that's being done outside of the heichal, and the machshava is about something that's also not done in the heichal, that's also done outside of the heichal. That you need both elements to be bachutz, to be in the azara, but not the heichal. Both the machshava, what you're doing while you're having the machshava, and what you're having the machshava about. And at the very, very, very end of the daf, really going into tomorrow's daf, the first few lines of tomorrow's daf, we're going to introduce the concept of hilchas al-mashicha. Do we paskin things that have nothing to do with anything that's halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh? Which, I mean, the whole masechta is, but we'll see. Okay, so says the Gemara, we're holding 10 lines from the end of the page, we're going to start again from Masnisa. You want Bryce explained really well, you go to Ze'ir, and here's how we demonstrate that. Masnisa d'Tanya, the Braisa says as follows, that when it comes to the chi of Malkus that one has for eating holy things, bitumas aguf, now I'm using that generic term, holy things, because it's not clear what we're going to be talking about. Is it kachim? Is it truma? Is it meiser sheni? And I'm using a generic term, tumas aguf. There are all sorts of tumah you could have. You could have tumas sharetz, you could become tami lemeis. There are also all different types of tumah, but we'll see that all of that is possible. So what are we talking about? Im nemru kalos, if the Torah would have only told me that you get malchus for eating for a lighter violation of eating holy things, bitumas aguf lama nemru chamuros. Why does the Torah have to tell me you get malchus for a more severe violation of eating holy things, bitumas aguf? Im nemru chamuros, and if you would tell me that you get malchus for eating the more severe violation generations of Betumas Aguf, Lama Nemru Kalos. Why does it have to tell me that you get Malkus for the less severe violations of eating holy things Betumas Aguf? So Yim Nemru Kalos Velo Chamuros. So the Bryce explains, because if it only would have said the Kalos and not the Chamuros, Hayisi Yomar Al Kalos Belav El Chamuros Bemisa, I would have naturally assumed that yes, for the less severe violations of eating holy things Betumas Aguf, that's just the Los Haseh, that's just Malkus. But I would have assumed that the more severe violations of eating holy things Betumas Aguf would carry with it an Onesh Misa. So the Kach Nemru Chamuros, that's why it has to tell me that no, it's only Malkus, even for the more severe violations of eating holy things Betumas Aguf. V'im Nemru Chamuros v'lo Nemru Kalos, and if it only would have told me that it's Malkus for the more severe violations of eating holy things Betumas Aguf, and not for the less severe violations, Hayisi Yomar Al Chamuros Yechayiv Al Kalos Yepater, I would have thought that yes, you get Malkus for the more severe violations, for the less severe violations, you're Pater entirely. Lekach Nemru Kalos. That's why it has to tell me Kalos as well. So that is the Brisa, but we have no idea what the Brisa is talking about. What are Kalos? What are Chamuros? Now, important to note, I use the term more severe violation of eating holy things Betumas Aguf and less severe violation. There are two factors that can make it a more or less severe violation. One factor is, how holy is it? That if it's a holier thing, it's a more severe violation, as opposed to a less holy thing. The other factor is, how tame are you? That if you're very tame, then it's a more severe violation to eat holy things. If you're less tame, so we want to try to figure out, when we talk about kalos versus chamuros, are we talking about when that which is kal is when you are less tame? Or are we saying that which is kal is when the thing you're eating is less holy? So says the Gemara, my kalos, my chamuros. So ilema, first possibility is kalos meiser, chamuros truma. It's about how holy the thing you're eating is. That when we refer to kalos, we're talking about eating meiser sheni bituma. That's a less severe violation of eating holy things bituma, because after all, it's not so holy. Whereas chamuros is a reference to truma, which is more holy than meiser sheni, and that's what makes it a more severe violation. So says the Gemara, that can't be what it's referring to, because how could the Brisa say that had the Torah only spoken about eating Maaser Sheni and not about eating Truma, so Hayisi Omer, I would have thought, Bimisa, that for eating Truma, you're Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, if you eat Truma B'tumah, I would have thought that? What do you mean I would have thought? Hashtanamiya B'misa, you are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating Truma B'tumah Saguf. So the Brisa wouldn't make sense. V'su, and another problem with this understanding of the Brisa, V'ilo Nemru, if it only would have said the onesh by kalos and not by chamuros, hayisi omer b'misa, we're saying that we naturally would have learned that if for eating ma'aser sheni b'tuma I violate a law, then when I eat truma b'tuma it must be that I'm chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Well, how would you have learned that? Granted, you'd have a kal v'chomer that says, ooh, if I violate a lav when I eat ma'aser sheni b'tumah, then it must be that there's a terrible iser also to eat truma b'tumah. But you cannot learn from there a more severe onesh for eating truma b'tumah that violates the principle of dayo. So that interpretation of what kalos are and what chamurus are falls flat, right? It cannot be that kalos just refers to the less holy things, ma'aser sheni, and chamurus refers to that you're eating more holy things, namely truma. Ella, so rather, what are kalos and chamurus? Second possibility. When it says kalos, it's tumas sheretz. It's not about how holy the thing you're eating is. It's about how tame you are. Kalos is that you have a less severe form of tuma. You're only tame tumas sheretz. Chamurus is tumas meis. Chamuros is that you have a more severe form of tumah, that you're tame b'tumas meis, and that's what kalos and chamuros are. Well, wait a second. But what holy thing are you eating over here? What's the brisa talking about when it talks about when I'm more tame or less tame? What am I eating? Ubimai e b'truma. If we're talking about that you're eating truma, well then the brisa doesn't make sense, because the whole point of the brisa is to try to tell me that regardless of whether you have tumah kala or whether you have Tumah Chamura, it's only Malkus. There's no Misa. Well, if we're talking about eating Truma, whether I'm Tamei B'tumah Sheretz or whether I'm Tamei B'tumah Smeis, Idi V'idi Hu B'Misa, you are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the whole point of the Brais is Keneged the Halacha. That wouldn't be the case. V'su, L'kach Nemru Chamurus T'Belav, and the Brais goes on to say that the reason the Torah has to mention about eating habituma chamura is to let me know that still it's only a lav. Not so. Habamisa hi. You're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim when you eat truma betuma. V'ibachilis meiser. And if the Bryce is talking about where I eat meiser sheni betuma, and it's telling me that whether I'm tamei with tuma sheretz or I'm tamei with tumas meis, if I eat meiser sheni betuma, I'm going to be in violation of a lav. Well, the Bryce has said im lo nemru chamuros he yisomer ala chamuros b'misa, that if it had not said about eating betumas meis, I would have assumed that I'm chayiv misa for eating meiser sheni betumas meis. So hamitumas sheretz kasia. What do you mean? The dayel abamin adin lios kenidon. Why would I have assumed that I'd be chayiv misa? The only data point from which to learn is if I eat meiser sheni betumas. Is if I eat meiser sheni betumas sheretz. So if I eat meiser sheni betumas sheretz, I'm in violation of a lav. How can I learn from there that if I eat meiser sheni betumas meis, that I'm going to get misa? That dayla b'mina din lios kenidon. Granted, it's kal v'chomer that if I eat meiser sheni with a lesser form of tuma, I'm in violation of a lo sasei. Ooh, so if I eat meiser sheni with a more severe form of tuma, then for sure I'm going to be in violation of a lo sasei. But you can't learn from there that you'd be chayiv misa for that. There's no hava amina that you'd be chayiv misa from that, because it violates the principle of dayo. So both of these suggestions, that suggestion number one, that kalos and chamuros relates to the level of holiness of the item that you're eating, and suggestion number two, that kalos and chamuros relates to just how tame you are, both of those suggestions fall flat. They don't work out. So now says the Gemara, who's going to explain this brisa to us? Amar Zi'iri, he's the one that knows how to explain brisos, and he learns as follows. It's a combination of the two factors together. Kalos is tumas sheretz, chamuros is tumas meis. You're right that kalos and chamuros relates to how tame the person is. When the person has a less severe form of tumah, that's kalos. More severe form of tumah, that's chamuros. V'hachi kamar, and what the Bryce is telling us is, ilu ne'emar tumas sheretz, v'ne'emar meiser. Had it only told me, had the Torah only told me, that when I'm tame with a less severe form of tumah, with tumas sheretz, and I'm eating something that's not even so holy, I'm eating only meiser sheni, that's a violation of a lo sasei anyway, that even though I'm not even so tameh, and the food I'm eating is not even so holy, it's still a lo sasei utruma, and the din of eating truma that you chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, had it told me that as well, meaning had those been the two data points that the Torah had given me, that when I'm tameh tumas sheretz, if I eat meiser sheni, I'm in violation of a lav, and if I eat truma, I'm in violation of chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, velo nemra tumas meis, and it never would have told me what the halacha is when I'm tameh tumas meis, hayis yomer kalos ala kalos b'lav, I would have said, well, when I'm tameh tumas sheretz and I eat meiser sheni, I'm in violation of lav. Ve'al achamuros b'misa, when I'm tameh tumas sheretz and I eat truma, I'm chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So it stands to reason, umi de kalos al achamuros b'misa, if when I have a low form of tuma, but I'm eating a very highly sensitive food, I'm eating truma, I'm chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. It stands to reason, chamuros nami al achalos b'misa, that when I have a very severe form of tuma, namely tumas meis, that when I eat something that is not so highly sensitive, like meiser sheni, not such holy food, I should likewise be chayiv misa. Lekach nemru chamura. So that's not a violation of dayo, because it's an apples to apples comparison, right? I'm learning from the fact that I'm chayiv misa when I eat truma b'tumas sheretz, that I should have also been chayiv misa when I eat meiser sheni b'tumas meis. So that's why. That's why it has to tell me that about tumas meis, that when I eat meiser sheni b'tumas meis, it's only a lo sasei. When I eat meiser sheni b'tumas meis, I am not going to be I'm not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara makes this comparison between an achila chamura with a tumakala and an achila kala with a tuma chamura. So l'chora, that limud is a mematzinu. So the Sefer Ol Shlomo points out that we have a principle, ein onshin min adin, meaning what we're suggesting over here is that we should apply an onesh misabide shemayim based on this mematzinu, based on this comparison of eating truma b'tumas sheretz to eating maaser sheni b'tumas meis. And the problem is that we generally assume ein onshin min adin. So you might say, well, ein onshin min adin, that means you can't give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer. This is a mematzinu. But the Ran in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Dalet, says ein onshin min adin applies even to a mematzinu. It applies to any time the limud doesn't emerge from the parsha itself, but requires a comparison between one parsha and the next. We always say that we would say ein onshin even from mematzinu. So which is questionable, because ein onshin min adin, there's a big machlokas what the svara is for ein onshin min adin. Depending on what the svara is for ein onshin min adin, it may or may not apply to a mematzinu. But if you assume that that principle applies to mematzinu, then you have a kasha over here. So that's what the achronim work on over here. Okay, but that brings us to the end of the discussion from yesterday about how Ze'iri is the person to go to if you need a very difficult price explained. So now, we had said in our Mishnah that in order for something to be subject to pigle, it needs to have a matir. You need something else that's matir to either be eaten by a person or to be eaten by the mizbeach, to have a chilas mizbeach. So now the Brisa elaborates. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Brisa. The Brisa darshans the pasuk that the pasuk says ve'inazru mikatsh b'nei Yisrael, that there's a din of pigle by kachim. So I would have imagined that eno mevi ela keyotzi b'shlamim. Maybe something can only become piggle when it's like a carbon shlamim, because it's only by carbon shlamim that the Torah told me about piggle, and I would therefore darshin mashlam miyuchad that's nechal l'shnei yom v'lay le'echad avkal nechal l'shnei yom v'lay le'echad, that I would think that piggle is limited to those carbonos that could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Very limited. That would mean b'char and meiser, and that's pretty much it, right? Shlamim, Bechor, and Maaser are the only ones that are Ne'echalin, L'shnei Yamim, V'layla Echad. So I would think that since the Torah talks about Pigel in the context of Shlamim and nowhere else, that only Karbanos that have the same time frame within which they must be eaten are going to be subject to Pigel. Ne'echal Yom V'layla Minayin. How do I know that Karbanos that could be eaten only for the day that you bring them and the night that follows, like the Todah, the Chatos, the Asham, Shalmi Tzibur, Ayil HaNazir, right? As so many other Karbanos. How do I know that they can become pigle? So Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk has to tell me mi besar kol sheshiyar neachalin. That's why the pasuk uses the term mi besar. It says v'meachal yechal mi besar zevach shlamav v'yamashlish leiratze v'chulei. So from the word mi besar, we learn any time that there's parts of the carbon that get eaten, so it's subject to pigle. And all of those carbonos, there are parts of it that get eaten. So says the Gemara, ola shein sheyar neachalin minayin. Good. So how do I know that a carbonola can become pickled? No part of a carbonola gets eaten. It all gets burnt on the mizbeach. Tamalomar, zevach. That's why it says zevach as an extra riboy to tell me that a carbonola is subject to pickle as well. Okay, minayin l'rabbos ha'ofos. Zevach only tells me about an animal. How do I know that a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, which are not a zevach, v'hamenachos? And how do I know a mincha that's also not a zevach? Ad shani marba log shem shel mitzora, even to the point that I'll even say log shemen shel mitzora could become pigle, and that is most certainly not a zevach. So Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says asher heim makdishim li, so that includes all kachim asher heim makdishim li, that any carbon can become pigle. So the Gemara says we can also learn from the din of tuma that pigle applies to all carbonos, because first of all va'asi nosar chilul chilul mituma, we can learn that the din of nosar applies to all kachim from gzeirah shava of chilul chilul from tuma, that it says in the parsha of nosar and in Tumah, by the parsha of Tumah, so just like the Isurim of Tumah relate to all Kachim, so to the Isur of Nosar relates to all Kachim. And the Brisa continues, and once you tell me that Nosar applies to all Kachim, I have a gzera shava, avon, from Nosar to Pigul, to tell me that Pigul should also apply to all korbanos, because by Nosar it says Vochlov, avono yisa, and by Pigul it says Vanevsho cheles mimenu avona tisa. So we learn from the pasuk about achilus kachim betuma to dine Nosar, and then from Nosar to Pigul, that Pigul is nohig by all korbanos. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion, not in today's daf, but a little bit later on, whether that which is learned from a gzeirah shava can be chozer or malami to be gzeirah shava. We know one of the special rules of the Midrash HaTorah Jeshvet as they apply to kachim is that which is lamed from a hekish cannot be malami behekish. Do we say the same thing with a gzeirah shava? If we were to say the same thing with a gzeirah shava, this is a problematic brisa, because this is exactly what we're doing. We're saying, I know that Nosar applies to all karbanos from a gzeirah shava from Tamei, and now I'm going to use I'm going to use another gzeirah shava to apply that same din to all those same dinim to pigul as well. That pigul applies to all karbanos as well. Okay, but ask the Gemara. Me'achash sofa l'rab is called davar. Lama nemer shlama me'ata. I don't understand what the Torah was thinking, the Gemara says. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to teach me the din of pigul only by shlamim, if in the end of the day it's going to apply to every karban anyway? Whatever limud you want to use, the gzeirah shava or from the ribuyim and the psukim, in the end of the day it applies to all karbanos. So why mention it only by shlamim? What is it about shlamim that helps define pigul? So lomar lecha mashlam yuchad m'sheish matirim bein la demein lemezbeach. What's unique about shlamim is that there's something that's matir the basar to be eaten by people, and there's something else that's matir the emurim to be burnt on the mezbeach. So it's telling me that something can only become pigul if there's a matir for either achilas adam or for achilas mizbeach. But short of that, if you don't have a matir for either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, then it cannot become pigul. Ha'ola, and the brisa just the Gemara just elaborates. Ha'ola, karbonola, how could it become pigul? Where's the matir? Very simple. Dama matir's besadam mizbeach. It's the dam, only when you do the avodah sadam, can you then put the basar on the mizbeach to burn. Va'or l'kohanim. And that dam is also matir the or to go to the kohanim. Ola sa'of, when you have an ola sa'of where there is no or the kohanim, dama matir is basar l'mizbech. Yeah, but the dam is matir, putting the basar on the mizbech. Chata sa'of, dama matir is basar l'kohanim. The dam is what's matir, feeding the kohanim, the meat of it. Par manasraf masir manasrafim, the chataos apinimios, dama matir simurein l'karev. It's the avodas adam that allows you to burn the emurim. And motzi ani, es hakometz, ves halvona, vaktores, minchas kohanim, minchas kohanim mashiach, minchas asachim, adam. But you know what doesn't have a matir? This whole list. A kometz, a levona, a ktoris, minchas kohanim, minchas kohanim mashiach, minchas asachim. And the dam itself, there's nothing else that's matir them. And therefore, those things are not subject to pigul. Rabbi Shimon Omer, mashlam miyuchadin shiyesh bo al mizbeach achitzon v'chayavin alav av kol shiyesh al mizbeach achitzon chayavin mishum pigul. Rabbi Shimon says, there's something else we learned from the fact that the parsha of pigul is only mentioned by korban shlamim, and that is that korban shlamim is handled on the mizbeach achitzon. So too, any korban that is a zrikas adam on the mizbeach achitzon is subject to pigul. Yatu parman asrafim, masim asrafim, any time that the dam is only on the mizbeach apnimi and not the mizbeach chitzon, it's not going to be subject to pigul. So now, Amar Mar, we had said in the brisa that kiyotze b'shlamim, that we would have initially assumed that right at the very first step of the brisa, we said I would have initially assumed that pigul only applies to karbanos that are just like shlamim. How did we assume just like shlamim eaten for 2 days and one night, until I had riboy after riboy after riboy that came to teach me all other karbanos. So, mind you, what is a karban that's eaten for 2 days and one night? Bechar, dinechel, shneyam, v'laylechar. It's a reference to a bechar, which is eaten for 2 days and one night. So that's why I need all these ribuyim to tell me it's not only for shlamim and bechar, it's for other karbanos as well. Well, b'may asi, what limud would I have used to derive that bechar is subject to pigul? Iba memetzinu, if I will learn from Memetzinu of Shlamim, that just like Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, has a din of pigul bechar, which is eaten likewise for 2 days and one night, should also have a din of pigul, because that's what we said, like the starting point would have been that pigul applies to Shlamim where it's written, and naturally to bechar as well, but to nowhere else. That's where we would have assumed. Well, why would you naturally assume assume it could apply to Bukhar. Ikal Mifrach, one could have asked that the two are not comparable. There are a whole bunch of chumras that you have by Shlomim that you don't have by Bukhar. So maybe Pigul is one of them. You need smicha by Shlomim and not by Bukhar. There's Nesachim that go along with Shlomim and not by Bukhar. There's Tanuvus Chas V'Shok by Shlomim and not by Bukhar. So maybe there's no din of Pigul by Bukhar either. So Ella, so no, you know how I would have derived from Shlomim to Bukhar? That there's a chiv of that there's a chiv of pigul by Bukhar as well. Me'im he'achol ye'achel. That the double expression of he'achol ye'achel, besides that Shlomo b'yom shlishi, where it talks about pigul. So since he'achel and ye'achel are both general terminologies, they're both a klal, and the word shlomav is a prat, so we view it as a klal prat to klal. So klal prat to klal yatadon elkein a prat. So I'm allowed to include something that's somewhat similar to the shlomim. And that's Bukhar. Bukhar is the most similar to Shlomim because of the time frame within which you eat the Bukhar. Says Gemara, that's a klal, part of klal. Hani trei klal itismichi adadininu. Heyachal yeachel are adjacent words to one another. There is no prat in between heyachal and yeachel. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, kedam b'mar Rava. Oh, you got to know what they taught us in Eretz Yisrael. That kol makom shatamotzi shnei klalos hasmukum zelazeh. Whenever you have two klalos that are adjacent to one another, hatel prat b'neim v'donim b'chol prat, that it's okay to take the prat that's mentioned somewhere in the vicinity and pretend as if it were right in between klal number one and klal number two. So it's as if it says hey achel shlomav yeachel, right? And that's a klal prat uklal, and therefore the starting point of the brisa is that the din of pigul is not only for shlamim, the din of pigul would apply to bechar as well. So actually, marbelok shemin shal mitzora. Then the brisa had said so much so that even a log shemin shal mitzora is subject to pigul. Well, that's a controversial statement. Not everyone agrees the log shemin shal mitzora is subject to pigul. Hamani, who is the author of this brisa? Rabbi Meir. That sounds like Rabbi Meir. Ditaydi log shemin shal mitzora chayv lo mishum pigul. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a log shemin shal mitzora is subject to pigul. That if you have a machsheves pigul while you're doing the carbon asham shal mitzora, that the log shemin becomes pigul. So because he holds that you could bring, even though it's true, the log shemin shal mitzora does not have to be brought immediately after the asham. It could be brought mikan viad asari yamim. You have a long time to bring it. But since you're bringing it together with the asham, the dam of the asham is what's matir the log shemin shal mitzora. So it says Gemara ema seifa, but then the seifa of the very same brisa says umosiani minchas nesachim v'adam. Well, that's a sudden rabbanan. The seifa says that minchas nesachim cannot become pigul. That's not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would hold it can become pigul. That's like the rabbanan. Detanya nischa behem chayavin aleihem mishum pigul mipnei shadam azevach matir. Rameir holds the Minchas Nesachim can become pigul because the dam is matir the Minchas Nesachim to be brought on the Mizbeach. So Amalo, the Chum said back to him, "Follow Adam Edias, maybe as Vachav Yom Nesachim, Mikan Vyad Asar Yamim." What do you mean? How can you consider the Minchas Nesachim to be part of the Karban? You could bring the Minchas Nesachim 10 days later. So Amalahan, Afanilo Amarti, Ela Bibatin Imazevach. I'm only talking about that Minchas Nesachim can become pigul when it's brought together with the zevach, because then the dam zevach is matir the nesachim to the mizbeach, so it's considered as if it has a matir. But if you bring it later on, then enochinami, the zevach is not going to be mefagel the nesachim. So it turns out that this brisa is like nobody, because if the brisa were following the sheet of Rabbi Meir, yes, log shemin shal mitzora would be subject to pigul, but then so would minchas nesachim. If the brisa were following the rabbanan, true, minchas nesachim would not be subject to pigul, but neither would log shemin shal mitzora be subject to pigul. So how can we reconcile this brisa that log shemin shal mitzora is yes subject to pigul and minchas nesachim is not subject to pigul? Happens to be there are poskim that derive an interesting chiddush in halacha from this brisa, or from this halacha rather, that you could bring the nesachim mikan viad asari yamim. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us kol akor kriyashma below tefillin is kiilu meyidei the sheker biatzmo. That's ula. And then Amar b'chibar Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, kilu hikriv ola b'lo mincha v'zevach b'lo nesachim. That if a person reads Kriyat Shema without tefillin, it's as if he brought a zevach without nechasim. So the Ramam Ipanu says, what if you want to be yotzei Kriyat Shema when you get to Shema Yisrael in the middle of the Karbanos, and you don't have tefillin yet, and you're going to have tefillin, or forget about it when you're in the middle of the Karbanos. You want to be yotzei Kriyat Shema when you don't have tefillin yet, because you're going to be davening at a later minyan. You're going to be putting on tefillin and davening at a later minyan. So you want to say Kriyat Shema beforehand. Is that a violation of Kilu Meirei de Sheker Liatzmo? So some of the poskim say, well, the Minchas Nesachim itself is Mikan V'Adasara Yamim. You're allowed to bring it if it's Kilu Hevi Zevach. Below Nesachim, and the Nesachim you could do later, as long as you plan on putting on tefillin, then you're okay, then it's not Meirei de Sheker. Meirei de Sheker is if you do just Kriyat Shema and you don't plan on putting tefillin at all, okay, it's an interesting chiddush. So says Gemara, how are we going to reconcile this brisa? So approach number one, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says the following. The Brisa follows the Chachamim, that since you could bring the Zevach Hayom and the Nesachim Le'achar Zman, so if you bring it on the same day, the Log Shemin Shal Metzora and the Nesachim cannot become Pigel. Well, Hamani, but the Brisa, when it says that the Log Shemin Shal Metzora can become Pigel, Rebihi, Domer Log Shemin Shal Metzora, Matnosov Sharulei, he holds that the Matanos of the Shemin itself, that you sprinkle from the Shemin in the Heichal, that's what's Matir, the Isser Mi'ila of the Shemen. So then it does have a matir. So the matir is not the dam of the Asham, the matir is the Shemen itself. So if it has a matir, that the matanos of that Shemen that you do are matir, the whole thing from Mi'ila, well then it could be subject to pigle. Ditanya, where does Rebbe hold such a thing? Log Shemen Shal Metzora Mo'alin Bo Ad Sheyizro Kadam. That the Tanakama says that Log Shemen Shal Metzora is subject to Mi'ila until you do the Zrikas Hadam of the Asham Mitzora. Nizrak Hadam Lonen V'lomolin. Once you do the Zrikas Hadam, you're not allowed to get Hanoa from it until you do the Matanos, but it's not subject to Mi'ila. Rebbe Omer, Mo'el in Achitein Matnosav, that it's subject to Mi'ila until you do the Matanos of the Shemen. V'shavin Sha'asu Ba'achila Achitein Matan Shev V'matan Ba'onos. And everyone agrees that the Shemen is not allowed to be eaten on the Drabanan level until you do seven Azaos and the Matan Ba'onos of the Mitzora. But bottom line is that Rebbe holds that the Hazza'ah of the Shemen in the Heichal is what's Matir the Shemen. So that's how the Brisa might be assuming that Lok Shemen Shal Metzora is subject to Pigel because its own Hazza'os are Matirit. So Amar Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, they said this answer in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Gavar Rabbi Krav Yosef Lemukiyah Milsa. He says, can't be. A great man like Rabbi Yosef is going to say such a silly answer? That's totally incorrect. Harei Lok Habab Bifnayatzmo Dilukuliyam. Wait a second. When you have a Log Shemen that's brought independently, not together with the Asham, everyone agrees that the Matanos of the Shemen are what's Matir the Shiraim for Achila, and nevertheless, everyone likewise agrees that when it's not connected to a Zevach, a Log Shemen Shal Metzora cannot become Pigel. That's Mefurash, Titania, we learned in the Brisa. Log Shemen Shal Metzora Chayim Lamishim Pigel, Mesha Dam Matiro, Lebahonos, Div Rameir. Rameir said the reason Log Shemen Shal Metzora could become Pigel is because the Dam of the Zevach, of the Asham, is Matir to put the Shemen on the Bahonos of the Metzora. Amru Lol Rameir, Lacham Set Rameir, Velo Adamev Yasham Achshav, Lomi Kavri Atzor Yamim. How can you say that the Log Shemen Shal Metzora is connected to the Zevach? They could be 10 days apart from each other. So Amalan, Afinil Amarti, Alba Ima Hashem. And Rameir said, I only hold it can become Pigel if it's actually brought together with the Hashem. But wait, if Rav Yosef is correct that a Log Shemen Shal Metzora can become Pigel because Minei Ubei, no connection to any Zevach, on its own it has a Matir, well then when it's brought on its own, it should also become Pigel. Yet, everyone agrees that it cannot become Pigel is brought on its own. So that brings us to the second explanation of this brisa. How are we going to reconcile the difference between Log Shemen Shal Metzora on the one hand, which can become pigle, and the Minchas Nesachim, which cannot become pigle? Elam Reb Yirmiyah, Liolam Reb Meiri, Sami Mikan Nesachim. You got to play with the ray, you got to move around some of the words. So what you got to do is you have to erase Minchas Nesachim from the brisa. But Einachinami, the brisa goes like Reb Meir, both Log Shemen Shal Metzora and the Nesachim, Minchas Nesachim can become pigle, and take away the phrase minchas nesachim from the list of things that cannot become pigle. Third answer, Amrabai Lotus, Liolam Lotusami. You don't need to alter the words of the Braisa. Vitana, the Braisa, in when it talks about a Log Shemesh Lamatzor becoming Pigal, Log Haba Ima Asham, and therefore, Hu Adin L'Nesachim Haba Ima Zevach, and that not only can a Log Shemesh Lamatzor, when it's brought together with an Asham Mitzor, become Pigal, but Milchas Nesachim, when it's brought together with the Zevach, can likewise become Pigal. And then in the Sefer of the Braisa, when it says Milchas Nesachim cannot become Pigal, Vadatan. That's talking about nesachim that are brought independently, not with any zevach. So who had log haba b'fnei atzmon, and therefore likewise log shemesh l'metzora that's brought independently 10 days later, not in the context of any zevach. So that cannot become pigul. So the Brice is telling me, but the like shitas Rabbi Meir exactly that Rabbi Meir's shita is can a log shemesh l'metzora can minchas nesachim become pigul? The answer is always going to be according to Rabbi Meir depends. If you bring it with a zevach, it can become pigul. If you bring it independently, it cannot become pigul. And the Braisa, just in the Reisha, gives one example of the log shemen, but hu adin minchas nesachim. And in the Sefer, gives one example of minchas nesachim, but hu adin the log shemen. Chatos of dama matzios psal lekvanim. So minani mili. How do I know that the meat of the chatos of gets eaten by kohanim? Meaning, I would have assumed it could be eaten by nobody, because in order to make chatos of, they do malika. Malika is not a shechita. Malika should make an animal a nevela. So it's a huge chiddush that a kohen is allowed to eat a chatos ha'of. So where does the Torah tell me that? So to Tani Levi, Levi learned in the following, from the following braisa. Kol karbanam l'rabus l'kshemesh al-metzora. The pasuk comes to teach me that the l'kshemesh al-metzora, the shirayim get eaten to kohanim, like getting by kohanim, just like other shirayim of other karbanos. So I need this riboy, because if the Torah would have said karbanam without the word kol, salkatay techamina, I would have assumed mina esh kasav rachmana, that it says mina esh in the Torah. So I would think only a karban that part of it is brought on the esh of the mizbeach can the shirayim be eaten by kohanim. V'hai lav moser mina eshu, and the log shemen is not a remainder of anything, it's not a leftover of anything that was brought on the fire, so kamash milan. That's why I need kol korbanam to tell me that the log is given to the kohanim as well. And then lekol minchasam, lerabos minchasomer. Lekol minchasam tells me minchasomer, minchas kanaos, that the shirayim of those korbanos are also fed to kohanim, because salkadait chamina vachlosom asher kupar behem. I would have thought that only korbanos that achieve some sort of kapara do the kohanim get a piece of. Minchasomer lahatir asya. Minchasomer is not mechaper anything, it's just Matir the new grain, uminchas knos levar ravon kaasya, and the minchas sota is not mechaper for the sota. It just clarifies to us that she in fact is a sota. So kamash milan. That's why the pasukas tell me lekol minchasam that even the shirayim of such korbanos go to kohanim. Ulekol chatasam lerabas chatas of. That's this is the limud we were waiting for. How do I know that the basar of chatas of goes to kohanim? Because it says lekol chatasam that includes chatas of the basar of chatas of salkadai chamina neveli. I would have assumed it's nevela, so it can't be eaten by anybody. So kamash milan could have eaten by kohanim. L'kol hashamam, l'rabbis hashem nazir v'hashem mitzorah. That hashem nazir v'hashem mitzorah also goes to kohanim. Salkadai d'chamina l'hachshir ka'asu. I might think that these karbanos asham are there to be machshir and not to be mechaper, meaning that an hashem nazir is machshir the nazir, so he could begin his new nazirus, and the hashem mitzorah is machshir the mitzorah to allow him to eat kachim going forward. So kamash milan, that's why it has to tell me that even those ashamos are given to kohanim. Asham mitzora behedik sevdei. Frankly, Gemara, wait a second. The fact that an asham mitzora gets eaten by kohanim, that's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, ki kachatas ha-asham hu la-kohen. It's beferish. El rabbis asham nazir ke asham mitzora. No, what it means to tell me is that an asham nazir is just like an asham mitzora. In Ochanami, asham mitzora is mefurash. So, lekol ashamam tells me that an asham nazir also goes to kohanim. Asher yeshivu ze gezal. Then when it says the phrase Asher Yeshivu Li, that's a reference to Gezel Ger, because if you steal from a Ger and before you had a chance to return the money to the Ger dies and he doesn't have any Yarshim, he doesn't have any relatives to return the money to. So who do you give it to? You give the money to the Kohanim. L'chahu, that it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna to tell me Shalachayiyeh v'afilu l'kadesh bo'os isha, that it belongs belongs entirely to Kohanim, to the extent that it's their money, they can be Mekadesh and Isha with that money. They're even allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha with that money. There is a stira in Rashi's, Rashi over here versus Rashi and Menachos. What's that last drush of L'chayya Afilu Kadesh Boros Isha? Is that only on Gezel Ager? Or is that on all of the things we just said? I mean, we just gave a whole long list of things that go to Kohanim. So when you give the basar of the Chatas Ha'of to the Kohen, can he turn around and be Mekadesh and Isha with it? Meaning, is it Mamish his? So this is the question of Mishulchan Gavah Kazachulei, or is it their personal property? But that's a stira in Rashi in two places. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots. We fell a little behind. We'll try to catch up, and everyone have a great day.